Coming up on today's show.
My worth was not because of my goals or assists or my minutes, but it was my value. And that was secured, I think, through Christ.
Peace be with you and Happy New Year. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more, from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks, about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both land you on the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I really enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. There was a rather touching moment in an NFL regular season game a few weeks ago. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were trailing by 3 in Carolina and trying to successfully drive down the field for a field goal to send the game into overtime, or a touchdown for a walk-off win. Instead, quarterback Baker Mayfield was intercepted by one of the Panthers, sealing the victory for the home team. In a wonderful display of good sportsmanship, Panthers defensive tackle Bobby Brown III went over not to get in Mayfield's face and gloat, but to give the dejected quarterback a caring embrace. That is what victory for the kingdom looks like, friends. Being there for your brothers and sisters in Christ to lift them up is part of what we are called to do. In the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 says, quote, "Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin." Moving on now with this week's episode. In recently completed NCAA Division I play, my guest led the nation and set a Florida Gulf Coast University single-season women's soccer record with 21 goals during her just-completed senior season, becoming the unanimous Atlantic Sun Conference Player of the Year, among other honors she received for the 2025 season alone. Her prolific season included scoring in 10 straight games. In high school, she had scored 170 goals in her career, leading her team to the Division III state championship as a junior. Having just graduated, her plan now is to play soccer professionally in Europe. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Erica Chippa.
Hello. I'm so happy to be on this.
Thank you, Erica. I've been looking forward to this. I appreciate you making time.
Always, yes.
Well over a year and a half ago, April of 2024, episode 272, my guest was Anna Chippa, who is Erica's older sister. I'm not going to pretend that everyone listening to this episode heard that one, or that those that did hear my conversation with Anna would remember. So Erica, please go ahead and tell the audience where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's just 2 kids, and I am the youngest.
And again, while your sister would have been asked the same question when she and I did our interview in April 2024, I would like your perspective, Erica, on what the presence of the Catholic faith was in your household when you were a young girl.
It's been always in my life. My grandparents were born and kind of raised in Europe. So we've always had that Catholic background growing up. My grandma always brought us to the church. And my sister now is deeply rooted into the Catholic Church. And now we try to go every time that she's in town or we are together as a family.
Very nice. Very nice. Did you attend any Catholic schools?
For kindergarten, I did. And then my sister had a move school. And from there, I did not.
Well, I honestly only scratched the surface of what a decorated soccer career you have had, Erica, meaning the intro could have gone on much, much longer. But tell us, when and how did you first get interested in playing, well, I was going to say sports, but clearly, when and how did you first get interested in playing soccer?
My dad, actually, I can't even remember. I was 3 years old, and my dad would throw soccer balls in my crib and in, like, the little walker, and he would make me, like, kick the balls out. From there on out, I haven't stopped touching a soccer ball.
Wow.
It's been now 18 years.
Did you ever play any other sports, or was it always only soccer?
I did play other sports. I played basketball. I tried a little softball until COVID hit. I played volleyball, futsal, which is a form of soccer, flag football also. So I did try all the sports, but soccer definitely stuck.
Actually, now that you mention it, I believe that in my research for our conversation today, I think I saw that you actually had some success in flag football. Is that correct? A championship, I think?
Yes. Championship at the Brown Stadium, which is something I could never forget.
What age would that have been? High school, maybe?
Yes, that was high school. So like 17, 18 years old.
Wow. Wow. In preparation for our conversation today, I read something where you said that your father taught you, among other things, to stay humbled. My Catholic radar always starts to beep in a situation like that, since humility is one of the seven heavenly virtues. I have to believe, Erica, that your father having taught you to stay humble becomes hugely important when you go on to become such a prolific goal scorer and so much attention comes upon you.
Yes. I always just try to remember that and what he says, just to stay humble, because, you know, I'm not the best and I'm always going to have someone better than me. So to make sure that I find strength in just being humble, and when I score or play, or like even when people praise me, it might feel weird, but just to, you know, remember where I came from.
Would you say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that an example of quiet leadership?
Yeah, I definitely would say that's an example. I'm a leader in different ways, but when it comes to my success, I try not to talk about it. So for sure, yes, quiet leadership is perfect.
Yeah, I'm picturing maybe some of the, as your college career went on and you become a junior and a senior, maybe some of the freshmen come to you, and perhaps you looked at that more as a teaching moment because of the lesson your father taught you. Stay humble. Right now, this isn't about puffing your chest out and saying, yes, look how good I am. It's more about, here's some things that I might be able to help you with that I learned along my soccer days.
Yes, for sure. Being that, you know, always the freshmen come, ask for advice or whatnot, but I always just tell them, like, you know God's plan and he has a plan for you. Just follow it and, you know, stay quiet, do your own thing. So I definitely try to relay that to them.
I did not give you a chance to talk about when it was time to go to college. How did you choose Florida Gulf Coast University? Because that meant a lot of change from what you had been used to, meaning putting down roots in the Sunshine State after having always only known Ohio as home, plus FGCU is not a Catholic university. So going away to college, you would also be on your own as it relates to getting yourself to church instead of the routine of automatically going with the family. Tell us how you chose FGCU, although I'm guessing maybe there was a scholarship involved, as well as taking responsibility for going to Mass each week.
Yes, definitely a scholarship involved, but I knew I wanted to go somewhere warm. I was sick of the cold. I mean, who wouldn't be? It is not it's very hard to continue living in the cold. It's, you know, a little depressing, it's a little sad, but you know, moving away from home, it was hard, but I've of course I'm not the type to be afraid of like change. Maybe a little bit in certain scenarios, but when it comes to like moving and doing things on my own, I think I was ready at that point to be able to go into college. When it comes to my Catholic background, actually our school has FDA. It's not exactly Catholic, but it was more Christian based. But it was still something that all the athletes were allowed to attend, and it was every Monday at 7 o'clock. So I did try to make it as much as I could to those my freshman and sophomore year. But going to church was also kind of hard to find that time to be able to go to church because I had games on Sunday, and that was the time where I had to wake up and be prepared and get ready for a game and go play. So it was hard to make it up to church while in season. When the season wasn't there, I did try to go to church, and along with that, my boyfriend is also, he's Catholic. He's from Mexico and comes from a Catholic family, very Catholic. So we would always practice together and go, try to make it to church as much as we can.
So going back to choosing FGCU, were there offers from other colleges? Was there a period that you had to go through where maybe you were praying about your decision? Maybe you were asking your family to help you? Just walk us through deciding that ultimately FGCU was the place for you.
I did visit a few other places and had like a few coaches interested in me, but I just had a feeling in my heart and in my chest that Florida was where I was supposed to be led. And I think that feeling came from God and what He wanted in my life. And I do believe that it all happened for a reason. And I'm very happy. I kind of just always led it to God. You know, I prayed that I had a health, just a healthy body and a healthy future, that I was going to be able to play the sport I love and be around people who supported me. So that's all that went through my head in that moment. I never really stressed about what I was going to do or where I was going to go. I would say my mom is stressed. She was worried I probably wouldn't have graduated. But now we're graduated, and we're graduated early. So I'm just proud of, you know, what God had in store for me then.
Yeah, nicely said. Nicely said. It sounds like it was actually a very peaceful process for you. Friends, Erica has a Bible verse on her Instagram bio. I want to have her tell us about that. Plus, I'm anxious to hear her talk about aiming to continue her soccer career overseas. But first, though, Alliance Catholic Credit Union is proud to support Catholic Sports Radio, and they invite you to help them support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide 20 scholarships every year to families striving to ensure their children can attend a Catholic school. If you become a friend of the foundation, you will help them continue this good work, and you will have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholicfoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. And do be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Friends, alongside the support of our advertiser, I also rely on listeners like you to help keep this show going. The late Catholic priest and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen said that giving is a way for someone to place their own heart into God's work. Over the years, guests and listeners have done just that for Catholic Sports Radio, helping make it possible to keep going strong. For almost 7 years now, I have shown up every week to do this show, not as a job, but as my ministry. And just like any ministry, it takes resources to keep going: equipment, hosting, outreach, professional development, and more. When you give, whether online through the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net or by mailing a check, you are not just helping with expenses. You are stepping onto the team. You are joining in the calling God has placed before us. Prayerfully consider making a one-time gift as part of your tithing. I will be honored to thank you publicly on an upcoming episode, or keep you anonymous if you prefer. Together, we can share Christ's light through the world of sports. Erica, before all that, I mentioned that you have a Bible verse on your Instagram. Share with the audience which one that is and what it means to you.
Yeah, so on my Instagram bio is Philippians 4:13. It requires me that I can do all things for Christ who strengthens me. That has kind of stuck with me for a few months. So I actually struggled this past year, probably I'd say like after last New Year's coming into 2025, I struggled a lot with my faith and being close to that, kind of away a little bit. And through practicing more and more with my boyfriend, I got closer and back to the point that I was with God. And so this kind of stuck with me, especially through soccer season. I know Matt always says, stay humble, you know, and he said that always growing up, but this verse really brought me to the point where I was able to, you know, be calm and in peace with my performance, with my actions and what I was doing throughout my life. Soccer became really hard this semester. Just, you know, I knew I wanted to go professional, so I knew I had to perform. I knew I had to be my best at all moments, whether it was on and off the field. So knowing that, you know, God was there to strengthen me in hard moments through tough training sessions or little injuries or, you know, losing games and missing chances, he was always there. And it all in this verse always reminded me that the strength I had wasn't mine. It was also doing it through God and keeping my pride in check, kind of. So just having that mental toughness under the pressure and, you know, having Christ-centered strains where I had calmness and clarity and resistance and not panicking. I really noticed that this semester where we would be in hard games and I wouldn't panic. I would be very positive and I'd be so happy I was able to be out there and had a chance to, you know, have my legs under me, have my legs be able to perform, and I was able to run and use them and have lungs that could carry me through 90 games, if not more. And this verse definitely made me realize that I had an identity beyond my performance. So my worth was not because of my goals or assists or my minutes, but it was my value. And that was secured, I think, through Christ. Soccer wasn't something I just did. It was who I was before. And now it's just something I do. It's not the person who I am. So I used to always say, like, I'm going to dominate today's game. I'm going to, you know, dominate the day. Today's going to be a great day. Now I think, you know, no matter what happens today, I will be able to compete and have discipline and have courage and, you know, have faith in Christ no matter what happens, no matter if we lose or we win or if I have a good day or if I have a bad day, I'm going to be able to be strengthened through Christ.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic testimony. Fantastic. And audience, there's so much I love about what Erica just shared, especially because she showed us so many different examples of when you think of, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not just the good times. It's not just the bad times. It's those, everything in between, and anything else that we encounter in our daily routine, whether it's sports, whether it's our job, whether it is our faith life. You heard her say that she was having trouble in her faith life. And thanks to her boyfriend being a practicing Catholic and him helping her along and through prayer and rededicating herself. And yes, of course, on the soccer field. So Erica, my gosh, wow, that's just tremendous testimony, and clearly I can see why you have absolutely attached yourself to Philippians 4:13.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I want to sort of continue the conversation about that Bible verse this way. That decision, Erica, to publicly show people your faith I'm talking about on your Instagram bio. It also makes me think of when you would have first started at FGCU and your first time as a student there, or maybe your first two times, when a teammate or a friend, somebody might ask you, hey, what are you doing on Sunday? And you have to answer with, I'm going to church. And in the case of that Bible verse on your Instagram, or having to tell someone that maybe wanted to make plans that you were going to Mass, to me, in my opinion, that takes some courage at a young, vulnerable age when there's the potential for people to kind of grimace. Can you talk about all of that, the decision to kind of not be bashful about putting your faith out there?
My coach, you know, he supported me with whatever, and I would go in and talk to him about a lot of things. When I first came in, I was very, like, shy about who I was, you know, and I kind of wanted to fit in to everyone, and my whole team, and, you know, the people I went to school, like, went into classes with and stuff. But the more I got comfortable, I started asking the questions and, you know, started asking him, if, you know, do you practice your faith? Are you faithful? Like, what do you do? And I found out a lot of my teammates were Catholic, or if not Christian, and they did practice and they did have a great base in that. So I did find a lot of strength in my teammates to be able to speak up and talk about that. And then moving on, as they left, I already found my, like, purpose and kind of where I can speak up. And the new people coming in, that's kind of where I based myself around, was like, hey, just focus on what you can do, what God has in store for you. I wouldn't care. I didn't really, you know, not that I didn't care. It's, I didn't think that wherever they were in their journey, I just wanted to bring them closer to God. So many people were coming in. I would just try to, you know, relay, hey, God's always there. You know, there's the thing on Monday we can go to. We can go to church on Sundays. Let's go as a team. And before every single game, we'd be in a circle, and we'd all say one word. And I couldn't say one word. I had to say, God bless. Like, God bless that we are here in this circle and that we can do the things that we love. And I think that it helped a lot of the girls be able to open up and, you know, talk about their faith. And we had a lot of the girls who would just have their own circles before games and pray together. And, you know, I just let them do their thing because I also had my own thing. And I was just able to make them feel comfortable. You know, going to church in fall was hard. It was very hard because of season and traveling and all of these things. So my off day would be Monday. So I'd go to the, what the school brought and had for us, which was amazing. And, but in spring I would, you know, try to get to church as much as I could, whether we had games or not the day before. I just tried my best to show up and be there. I do remember going with, like, my roommates. I did have, like, faithful roommates who like going to church. So that's where I was able to, you know, be comfortable in my own skin and be comfortable in knowing who, you know, that I am a daughter of God and I am a disciple that can be truly shown through my soccer team. So it's been a long and hard 3.5 years, but God truly knew what he was doing when, you know, he brought me there.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And audience, if you didn't see, yes, hear, but also see a rare in-person interview, an episode of Catholic Sports Radio 338 with Sophie Risk. This was back in July. You can watch it on the Catholic Sports Radio YouTube channel, or obviously listen to it wherever. But we heard a lot of the same things in terms of a college athlete and attempts to bring some prayer to the playing field. In her case, lacrosse. In Erica's case, soccer. But Erica, just continue what you were saying about the circle before the games, because before you stepped on the field for soccer games at FGCU, was there anything that you did personally, you know, maybe a quiet pregame prayer by yourself in the locker room. Maybe you wore a cross necklace or just something that was an act of bringing Christ with you out onto the field.
So I always have I've had this necklace for over 4 years now. I added the cross when I first got it. I always wear a cross on my neck, and I have Mother Mary on my neck from my grandma. So I always carry this around with me, knowing that God is close and my family is close with me. Before every game, the locker room was very loud, and, you know, it was hard to focus. But when I got in that field, everything was quiet.
Mm.
And that's how I knew I found peace in where I was and that I love the sport. So when we would warm up, we would take a break during warm up. And right there, I would say a prayer. And I would, you know, of course, show the sign of the cross. And, you know, my coach would always see me doing it. And it just kind of meant a lot that there were people there who supported me. And then the circle, we all kind of would say our own words, whether sure. It was like discipline or faith or love. And I would just say, God bless. And just, you know, to remind myself that, you know, God bless us, that we can be out here in this beautiful state, in the warmth. Sometimes it would be raining, but, you know, that's part of Florida. But that we were lucky enough and blessed enough to be here and be able to perform and be with these group of girls who, in this year, has changed that, because these group of girls have truly been led by God. And that's amazing to see in the younger generations, because it's hard. They've been up a lot of new things, but to see that they have been consistent in their life in a college has truly been amazing. And, you know, it makes me emotional, because I know I struggled when I came in to be able to be open about my faith, but to see that these young girls can be open. And I'm not sure if that's because of, you know, the leadership of the older guys who do have their faith background or not, but it's truly amazing to see. And I will say that I have, you know, my devotionals every morning, and to wake up with my dog and be able to pray before every day was something exceptional, and that I am very proud of that, you know, I started when I came to college. So I kind of set the day, and it made my day good. And then I was able to be positive through, just like Philippians 4:13, I was able to, you know, find strength in anything.
I love it. And audience, don't miss something very important that Erica said in there, which was that in that circle on the field, and she would say God bless, she said that she would say it for herself. Because if you're standing out there saying it, hey, everybody, look at me, look at how faithful I am, look at me proclaiming the Lord's name out here in public, well, you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. It's like in the Bible when, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, don't stand out on the street corner doing it. And so I love that Erica said that she was saying it for herself, to remind herself how blessed she is to have good physical condition, to be able to be in the sunshine, to be able to play the game that she loves. So a great lesson there. Erica, let's close by having you share with us about these next steps now that you've graduated, which is a big moment in your life and potentially even going to play professional soccer in Europe. I want us to all be able to pray for you during this period of change. So just share with us about these next steps.
So now I'm just kind of in a waiting process. It's very stressful, but of course I'm trying to find peace, and God knows where I'm going to go, and trusting Him. So that's how I am kind of more relaxed. But I want to play professional soccer overseas, so I had to get an agent where he would be able to build my profile and get it out to coaches. It's very hard to do yourself, especially if you don't have connections, which I don't have many connections overseas. I wanted to go overseas because it's, you know, a different experience. It's a beautiful place. You know, my family came from Europe, so I, of course, want to go back and just kind of be grateful for, I am grateful, but I just want to kind of be in that moment of kind of how they lived. So to see kind of what my options are, it could be as soon as, you know, mid-January or the end of January. So yeah, just the waiting game right now, kind of.
And you're staying in Florida while all this is happening, or you're moving back to Ohio?
So I'm in Ohio now. I would like to, I have a few appointments in Florida. I would like to bring my dog with me, so I have a few vet appointments. And then I just have some follow-up appointments that I need to get taken care of. But, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to go back and forth.
Well, audience, let's be in prayer for Erica. Certainly a huge time in her life, not only having graduated, but as you just heard, the pursuit of professional soccer in Europe. Erica, God bless you. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. Very much enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. It means the world.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, fittingly, as a nod to all of Erica's years as a soccer player, let's close this week's episode with a player prayer and do that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God, let me play well, but fairly. Let competition make me strong, but never hostile. Forbid me to rejoice in the adversity of others. See me not when I am cheered, but when I bend to help my opponent up. If I know victory, allow me to be happy. If I am denied, keep me from envy. Remind me that sports are just games. Help me to learn something that matters once the game is over. And if through athletics I set an example, let it be a good one. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H. At Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, wishing you all the best for 2026. And remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.